Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Boiling Point Faith and Fire, where we talk about the things that everybody's thinking, but nobody is brave enough to say it out loud. Today, we're going to get a little bit deep into the chaos of men in women's bathrooms. Yeah, because we're not going to tiptoe around this, not at all. And you know that Rory's going to bring a lot of truth and facts, and I'm going to smack you in the face with the Bible and some common sense. Okay. Before we get spicy here, I want to tell you guys, listen, I felt fine before I checked my omegas. I felt healthy. I felt normal. Then I found out that my balance was wrecked, my inflammation was high, and my body was basically waving a white flag of surrender. And what I found is once my numbers fixed themselves, everything started shifting. I'm talking my clarity, my mood, my energy, my cravings. So I want you guys to get in my links in the show notes and get your blood test. Okay. Finger poke. It's not going to kill you. It's not a big needle inserted in your arm. Okay. Finger poke. Don't guess and hope for the best. Get in here. Nothing in this episode is medical, legal, or professional advice. These are opinions, protected speech. We know our amendment rights, kids. Okay. And it's just commentary. Always do your own research and talk to your own licensed people before making decisions about, your health, your life, or whatever it is. And today, as always, my co-host Rory, a podcast coach. He is a storytelling surgeon, the guy who could take all of your messy thoughts and turn them into a clean, binge-worthy podcast show. Okay. He's coaching everyone, helping people. Everyday people build real platforms with a real impact. And that's kind of the point of what we're doing. So basically, if you want to mic a message and people who actually listen, I would say Rory is your guy. Get resourced, please, and get in the show notes and follow him. Okay. Hi, Rory.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm so good. Listen, my view has turned dull and gray and there's no snow. So I feel like it's time to shut my curtains. To shut my blinds because I'm just like, wow, it looks sad outside.
It does. It's very
No
depressing today.
leaves.
No
It's
sun.
very depressing. No sun. I'm like, wow, I want the white stuff to look at for a while. I can see all my neighbors now because there's no like green shrubbery and nobody wants to see their neighbors. Nobody.
We're such Midwesterners. It's just
It's
so sad,
terrible.
but people who are in Texas and stuff have no idea what we're talking about right
That
now.
I know. I know you guys, it's fine. If I get distracted, you see me staring off into space. There are a few leaves still dropping, and I'm like a squirrel, and I'm like, oh, there's another one. There's another, oh, there's another one.
You're brave for looking out the
Bring it
window
back
during
in.
the podcast. I mean, I
I
can't do that.
know.
I close everything down. All the blinds are shut.
Yeah.
I'm like this hermit in this office, shut down. And then when I get done with podcasts and these processing, then I open the windows up, sit
And can
back.
breathe
Well,
again.
this,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
yeah, till then, no,
Well,
couldn't do
that
it.
might be changing because now I'm just like, this is a mood killer.
It
This view
is
is a mood killer.
right on. Yeah, well, we've got a lot of stuff to get into, I think, don't we?
We do. And you guys, so this topic, honestly, like the fact that it's even a topic, I think has frustrated me for so long because the only. This is a mental health diagnosis, okay? Transgender is a mental health diagnosis. It is in the DSM-5 book, okay? It is classified as a disorder, and it talks a lot of the things that happen when you have this disorder. You've got distress markers, you have functional impairment requirement, like you are messed up. And this is the thing. I'm telling you guys, the DSM did not erase this. They are trying to change this label and everyone's pretending it doesn't exist because if we acknowledge that this classifies gender dysphoria as a clinical diagnosis, then we have to start admitting not everyone who identifies meets the diagnosis. Not every cross-sex identity is a medical condition. Like all these things. And this is the thing. It's only because of politics that this is ignored. That is it, because real doctors, not the kind that are bought and paid for, real psychologists, real therapists, and real insurance companies still use it exactly as it's written. It's still there. It is a mental disorder, you guys. It's a mental disorder. And so That being said, the fact that this is a conversation, and Rory's going to tell us a story about just how far and ridiculous this has gotten, and how people really react when you use your voice and you speak out for the things that you believe in, your own people will turn on you. If you do not fit a narrative, everybody will turn on you.
It's been ridiculous to watch this particular story play out. The lady who's in question, her name's Tish Wyman. She's a singer. She's a black lady. She's a lesbian, and I mean these are all things she's proclaimed, you know, about herself. She's a lifelong Democrat and has always voted liberal. She is just beside herself because she's, you know, a fitness enthusiast. She lifts weights, right? She's trying to get into bodybuilding and stuff, and she's a performer. She's in the locker room at Gold's Gym. On California, and this guy is in there giving her a hard time, and you know, what are you looking at, and this type of thing, and being aggressive towards her, and then you know, she's like, "What is this person doing in the locker room?" You know, she's in the shower, naked. She gets out, and here's this guy giving her all this grief in the women's locker room, and she's like, "How is this even happening?" So she kind of got this dose of, you know, reality. Like, wow, this is what this is like. I've heard this time and time and time again from parents of daughters, from wives, all sorts of folks who vote for this kind of thing until it happens to them. And then they go, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. What do you mean they get to just stand here and watch me be naked? That's exactly what happens. If you, as a woman, were forced, I don't care who forces you. If you were forced to strip naked in front of a man, everybody who forced you and the man who sat there looking at you would all be guilty of some sort of sexual assault by any law in any state, anywhere. Unless the person looking at you says, oh, well, it's okay because I'm transgender. It's absurd. And when this first came out, the first thing that we all were like, wait a minute. So, you know, any guy who wants to can just walk into the girls' locker room and look at all the girls that are naked. You know, it just didn't
Correct.
make any sense at all. Well, now Tish, who lost her mind in the locker room because this guy got aggressive back to her. She said, get out of here. You have no place in here. He lost it and I got very aggressive towards her and said, you know, you can't make me and blah, blah, blah. And they had a confrontation. It wasn't physical, but almost was. The gym management, I guess, got involved. They threw her out of the gym for being the one having the problem. They canceled her membership and said, you can't come back to the gym because she was a woman in a woman's locker room who didn't want a man in there. This woman ended up making such a fuss on social media, it went viral. Millions and millions and millions of views on her losing her mind in the gym, screaming about what the gym was doing. And so she ended up in a whole bunch of talk shows. And I remember seeing her on with Laura Ingraham on Fox. And that's one of the first places I saw her. And Laura started to say, but you know, this is the stuff that you voted for. And Tish immediately was like, wait, no, I don't want to talk about that part. I just want to talk about what happened to me. And Laura's like, the only reason it's legal in California
It's
is
because you
because
voted.
you and everybody else voted for it. She didn't want to hear it. She didn't want to talk about it. Tish takes this directly to her congressman.
Well,
So
I
she's
mean,
sitting there.
okay, I want
Go
to talk
ahead.
about the congressman thing, but I have a question because, like, she's on multiple talk shows. At no point she has not taken any responsibility for saying, "You guys, I'm complicit. We're complicit. We did this." Like, there's no. So it's going to continue. That makes me sick.
Yes. It's kind of up to
Ugh.
everybody else to look at the situation and go, okay, this is what happens when liberals vote for policies that make no sense, and then it happens to them. And then they want to go, oh, well, that's not really what I meant for when I voted for this. You know, she did take it all the way to her congressman, Congressman Weiner. And she sits in front of this guy and she's talking about, you know, this man in the woman's locker room and everyone around this guy. It's a town hall type setting. And she's maybe 10 feet from the congressman. And everyone around her, as soon as she says this man comes in the locker room, they all go, wait, 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 wait. It's not a man, it's a trans woman. Okay. The absurdity begins, and she starts to scream, "There's no such thing as a trans woman. This is a man." Like at the top of her lungs, she's screaming this point blank. So this is the definition that this lady wants to use, and that anybody who supports her wants to use. The
Right.
problem is that the congressman's sitting there going, "Hey, he's allowed in the locker room, or she's allowed in the locker room because she's a trans woman." And this woman, who has been a Democrat her whole life, is screaming at the top of her lungs, "It's not a woman, it's a man."
That was a man.
This is how absurd this has all gotten. So, while I feel for this woman, and I don't think she should have been banned from the gym,
Not
but
at all.
she voted for the
Right.
people who made these decisions because she just automatically had to vote liberal. She didn't look at what voting liberal meant.
Right.
That's one of the things I talk about in this program all the time.
The
Okay.
brainwashing.
And you don't know what you're voting for.
Right.
You think, oh, all I'm voting for is I want pro-choice to be the law. Then I'm related to somebody who feels this way. No, none of the other issues matter. All I care about is that pro-choice is the law. And that's her only issue. She doesn't care about anything else. So she goes and pulls the lever that direction. She doesn't look at all of the other things that are happening with that
Right.
type of leadership. And I think too often, single issue voting has to end.
It does.
It has to end.
I
You
agree.
have to look at who you're putting in power, what they're going to do. And unfortunately, this lady, who I do feel for, because she just didn't really understand how it was going to impact her. She really thought that Senator Weiner was going to do something about this.
Right.
And that's an uninformed voter who voted the wrong way and is now paying the price. And this is what's happening to, I mean, honestly, this is why the election went the way it went,
Right.
is because so many people started to see this. And last thing I'll say on this is there was a famous football player. I can't remember his name now. He's a running back for the Jets and for the Steelers. It'll come to me later. But he was tweeting with some other football players, and he tweeted out about supporting Trump over Kamala Harris in the
Yeah.
election. And several of these guys were like, "Dude, you have a daughter. How can you vote for Trump?" And he goes, "Because I have a daughter, I'm
Exactly.
voting for Trump." And then he went on to talk about all the stuff we just talked about. And all the guys were like, "Oh, wow. I hadn't thought of that." I mean, almost no blowback. All these guys
Right.
kind of went, "Didn't think of that." That's the expression that we get from most progressives now,
Right.
most liberals, especially the moderate liberals. We're getting the, "I didn't really think about that,"
Right.
is the response. And that's what you're seeing. And
And
it's a
until it
shame.
happens to them.
Yeah.
Like, are they really ever going to connect it? And that, I mean, I went through trying to do some research to see if there's numbers. Like, are there actual numbers of this thing, and there, you guys, the cases are insane, where biological males, and only some identify as trans, they have exploited every single loophole they can, and they are entering the women's bathrooms and the locker rooms. And it's not hypothetical anymore. This isn't a what if. There are literally police reports documented, lawsuits, attorney general investigations. There's federal complaints. There's a lot more local. And I think there's like, I think 12 right now, top cases. But even Virginia, there's a registered sex offender who said he was a transgender so we could go straight into the locker room at the rec centers. And he's targeting them. He's exposing himself. He's tracking kids' swim schedules intentionally and collecting their photos. They did nothing. They did nothing.
I've
So
heard of
this
that
is the
stuff too.
inclusion
That's
you're voting
ridiculous.
for. Yeah.
That's the other thing. Anything that it's not just about them being there, it's anything that they do,
Yep.
And it's like you just said, you can literally go into, over the rec center's women's bathroom claiming you're
Yeah.
transgender. And then you can sit there and take pictures of little girls while they're changing their bathing suits.
Right.
How is this okay with anyone? Anyone in the world? Even prominent Democrats like Stephen A. Smith and Bill Maher are like, "This is absurd.
It's wrong.
How can you be voting for this?" And, we'll see what happens over the next couple of years. But this needs to become an even bigger issue. It needs to be, instead of conservatives just trying to get past it,
Right.
it needs to be inflamed. It needs to be the issue that gets stood to get that we stand on
Right.
in the midterms, because anybody who is even remotely in favor of this needs to be out. They need to go. And there are a lot of moderate Democrats that I think are getting ready to make a move in the
Yeah.
next year, that are basically going to say, look, I agree with 90% of, what this side's doing, but not this,
Not this.
because this is crazy. They're going to unseat some people. I think you're going to see, you may not see a red wave or anything like that, but you more than likely are going to see a lot of Democrat incumbents who are very far left getting beaten in their own primaries
Right.
to people who are, more centrist.
Yeah.
That's kind of my hope, at least, because at least then somebody's laws start to change. But
Right.
the absurdity of this poor woman having to deal with this, and it was just the reason it hit me so hard is because I'm always talking about this on this show and everywhere else,
Right.
that you have to understand what you're voting for,
Right.
And this was such a prime example of, even when she sat in front of the senator, I mean, I was kind of chuckling to myself, like, you really think you're going to get this guy to change his mind?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got pictures of himself on his own Facebook account wearing leather and talking about
Right.
S&M. I'm like, he's been at,
Yeah.
the trans parades. But what are you doing?
Exactly.
But she really did. She was like, hey, no, I'm going to my liberal congressman, and he's going to tell me that
And
this
the
is wrong.
absurdity, I think, is it, did you tell me about that Westosha High School, the one in Wisconsin? Maybe it wasn't you, but a male student changes in the girls' locker room and the girls got punished for leaving. Like they
Oh,
got in
yes.
trouble
They got in
when,
trouble.
yeah.
I didn't tell you about that, but I heard that story.
Okay.
I was talking about the one that was out in California in Temecula School District,
Oh, Temecula, that's the
right?
one.
Where if
Yeah.
the girls have a problem, they suckered them into it, and they said, "Hey, sign this. If you don't want to be in the locker room with a boy, then you have the right to leave and go somewhere else. We're not going to make the boy leave,
Right.
right? The trans woman, we're not going to make her leave, him leave, whatever, however you want to say it. But you,
It.
the actual cis woman, which
Yeah.
just means woman, you have to leave."
You have to
And so
go.
they got them, and they acted like they were doing them a favor. So a whole bunch of them said, "Oh yeah, I don't want to be here." Then they took all those names and they said, "Okay, all of you need to sign a piece of paper then that says that you have mental health issues, because you have an,
We're ignoring the
problem."
real DSM-5. We're going to
I
ignore that, but we're going to tell these high schoolers they have mental health issues and that's on their record.
yeah. When that came out, the reaction got such national coverage that they backed down and did not make them sign that piece of paper. But it's, even though it was tabled for now, it's not dead. It's just
Right.
been taken off of the docket. It's going to come back
Right.
when they think they can get away with it. So, I mean, it's happening everywhere in these
Everywhere.
deep blue areas, because they're just pushing this agenda. They want to continue to just destroy and decay every moral fiber that's out there. They did have one other thing, and then I'll shut up. And it was in California, and it was not far from this Gold's Gym, and it was another
Yeah.
Gold's Gym. And it was this older guy who wasn't even attempting to look like a woman. I mean, he just said, "Yeah, I'm transgender." And I
Wow.
mean, he looked like me 10 years from now in a towel. It was not a pleasant scene, And he's just sitting in the women's locker room on the bench, naked, watching women go by. Just
That's,
enjoying the show. And
yeah.
they're all like, what is going on here? And he's like, oh, I'm transgender. Like,
Yeah.
clearly making fun of the fact that he could go sit in there
Right.
and do that. And management goes, ladies, I don't have to tell you, he has the right to do it.
That's insane to me. Attorneys general in Missouri and Florida, there's some active investigations going on with Lifetime Fitness. Because of the women reporting that just guys are in the locker rooms and they've tried to brush it off. A lady at a spa suspended because she was objecting to a policy that forced the females to share the changing area with a guy. Like There are a lot of things in the courts right now, and I don't think that is going to be enough. You guys have to keep talking about this. You have to get people to understand this perspective. This isn't about trans people who want to live their lives in peace. It's policy loopholes that are letting biological men, including predators and opportunists, into spaces that were created for women's privacy and dignity and safety. I'm a woman and my gym is like a lot of elderly people, okay? And so even watching elderly ladies, I put my head up and there's a boob in my face. Okay, that's enough. If I ever put my head up and there was a penis in my face, like you're not walking out of there. It's not gonna happen.
Right.
That is, it is crazy to me. And I, as much as I don't believe this has ever been okay, I mean, where were we at? I don't know. We're eating dinner and we watched a guy go in the bathroom and told them immediately. I'm like, no. And I mean, obviously this was a straight guy. I think he was following his girlfriend in there. But still, like my girls just came back from the bathroom and this guy walks in. I would freaking lose my mind. And you put on a dress and you think people can't tell that you're full of testosterone, you're crazy. Okay. You're
It's
crazy.
I'm the guy who goes and takes care of that myself.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I'm with you. It's gotten to the point, Brandon, where I mean, my wife will go to use a restroom. I'll go with her. I will hold the
To
door
make
open.
sure.
She'll walk in. She'll check it out while I'm standing there. You know what I mean? And like, if someone else is in there, I'll wait. But it's, hey, is anybody in here? You don't hear anything. I'm holding the door open. She's checking it all out, and I'm like, all right, you clear? Good. And I stand outside the door. That's just how we do it. We never go into bathrooms at the same time and hey, I'll meet you back here. Nope. She goes in and I wait because no other person, no one else is walking in that bathroom unless I can pretty much tell for sure they're a woman.
And that's my
It's
girls
not
aren't
going to
allowed to
happen.
go to the bathroom by themselves, you know? And she'll look at me and be like, "Mom." And I'm like, "No.
Nope.
You're not going by yourself.
No,
You're not
you
going
go
by
and you check it
yourself."
out. Absolutely, 100%.
But
You don't know what's
we're
waiting there.
bigots. We're bigots. That's all. We're bigots and that's crazy to me because I wish you guys really truly understood the repercussions of what you're asking for. Like, I will never be the person that cares if a guy wears a dress. One of my biggest mentors, Jeffree Star, dude has the best makeup I've ever seen. I'd give anything to be as gorgeous. Like, love him. But there's no delusion. He knows he's a man. He's not trying to get into my bathroom. In fact, he's not going to let any man get into any woman's bathroom. He's very protective of that. Nobody's ever cared how you want to dress. I don't care. Nobody has ever cared. But you crossed a line, and that's where we reached the boiling point. You crossed a line, you manipulated, you found some red tape loopholes, and now you just opened a door for a free for all, and it's disastrous. And if you guys look at the accounts, the United States is terrible about this because they're not going to do it because of politics. So none of our shit is real. If you go look for police data, if you go look for prison data, politics have snuffed out the truth in everything. But if you look in other countries, like in the UK, and you look at the uprising of what has happened in prisons, in women's prisons, now that men are allowed in there, the cases of rape have gone up and it's men against women. Like, you guys cannot be this ignorant to hear this and not just see. I'm telling you, like, I searched it up and you can find, I probably found 30 high profile cases right now where this has happened, like with lawsuits of men that aren't really trans that have found the loophole to come through here. Okay. So this is real stuff that's really happening. And I want you guys to be aware of that. And it's not about going to Google search and thinking you can find the stats, because again, the same reason our DSM-5 is pretending like it's not an issue. Politics have ruin the truth in all the numbers we have. There is no real data anymore, because even when it comes to like racial discernment or issues, it's identify as white. And you see these mugshots, and I see like 30 Mexicans up there that are like put in that are classified as white men. So You just cannot trust any of the data that you're finding, but I promise it's here. And fortunately, places like UK, like you guys can look at the numbers and just take notes because it's actually happening. But yeah, no court database is going to have a neat little category that's like trans dudes, men with penis, and women's bathrooms.
No.
We're not going to get that, but the cases are
We're
out
not.
there because people are talking about it. Unfortunately, they're talking about it because it's happened to them, you
Well,
know,
that's just
and
going to have to happen. It's
that's what
going to have to
has
be
to
more
happen.
people get hurt before somebody wakes up and says enough is enough.
Right.
Someone has to get hurt that's close to somebody. You know, it's absurd
Yeah.
the way it's all coming down, but it's going to have to be a Supreme Court decision in the end that changes the actual law so that no state can supersede it. And then it's going to require that state enforcing the federal law, which we don't do either. So there's a lot to
Right.
this right now. To be honest, I guess, you know, two things. I interviewed a defense attorney about a week ago, and one of this came up in the conversation, this whole trans thing, and it was off the air, this part of it. He didn't want to get into this on the air. I'm not going to give his name or anything like that.
Right.
But he said, honestly, what he's doing right now is if he has any of his guys that have been, have committed violent crimes and they're going to the worst prisons, he says, start cross-dressing right now and say that your gender confusion in your mind was part of the reason why you acted out and did what you did. And we're going to get you put in a women's prison.
Wow.
That's the strategy now. This is
Wow.
where we've come down to. This is how stupid these people are. So wow. All of this, unfortunately, yes, it comes from government, but
Yeah.
government is the it's the tail wagging the dog. Government is the instrument that's being used to implement it. But this is coming from the devil 100%. This is
Right.
absolutely coming from people trying to rip down Christianity and morals and values at its core. The same people who are voting for this, who support this, also support Islam and think that that's okay. Islam is not going to let you cross-dress and be a trans
Correct.
person. That's not a
Correct.
thing in Islam. You get maimed. You get physically maimed if that's what you try to be. They don't accept it at all.
No.
So, I mean, they won't let women, show their ankles,
Right.
okay, or their faces. But you think they're going to let them pretend to be men
Right.
and go into the different locker rooms? I no.
Yeah.
But and yet people on that side support both things. This is 100% a faith attack.
Yeah.
And they're using politics. It's coming from there. But this is an attack on faith, on morality, on any sort of rational thinking. Because once you start to believe the unbelievable, then anything becomes possible.
Right.
So somewhere in your mind, you have to start to say, well, even though this is not true, I accept that it is. Well, once you've done that, then how tough is it going to be to accept that there is no God or that
Right.
the devil should be in charge? Right? Or anything else that he tries to throw your way. It's all about conditioning your brain to accept that what is absolutely a lie is true.
Right.
We have to guard ourselves against this really, really hard. And that's not against somebody being trans. I don't care if somebody's trans. I know you don't either. Look, you do you. But the way it's being implemented to where
Right.
we all have to like pretend that you're not a man who has a cross-dressing, fetish.
Right.
You're now a woman.
Right.
The dumbest stuff I've ever heard in my
Well, it's
entire
not just about the way that it's being
life.
implemented. No words. It's not just the way that it's being brought out. It's the fact that it's also something people are trying to use to water down the scripture. And that pisses me off too. So I don't care if you're trans, but don't tell me you're trans and that you're a Christian. Because God created two sexes. He did it on purpose, created you in his own image, male and female created he them. So sex is not a spectrum. There's two categories, male and female, made in his image with different biological roles that complement each other. So again, you're my neighbor. You're trans. I don't care. We don't have any beef. But if you come and try to preach to me, I'm going to have to tell you the truth. You have a mental illness and you need to get help. And I know God wrote the Bible for you just as much as he wrote it for me, but you need to understand he is not the God of confusion.
Fair.
That's it. We were called to
Yeah.
be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. You can't really do that. That can only happen through male-female unions. That was literally our first mission, you guys, assigned to humanity. That was our mission. Nothing, Adam and Eve. That's how we were made. We weren't meant to be alone. He gave us a counterpart intentionally. So while there is definitely, if your car is on fire, I'm going to pull you out of your car. But I want you guys to understand that if you have someone that you love that is struggling with this, then be honest with them and tell them this is a mental illness. This is not who you are. Like, I want to help you find the beauty in who God made you to be. You know, people are like, a lot when I first went political on my page, right? Those were some of the biggest attacks. Like, I hope your kid never comes to you and says that they're trans. I mean, if they did, I would come back with the truth. Like, look, honey, I know boy clothes are cool, but you're still a girl. You know, I get that. You're still a girl, though. That's exactly how God made you. And it's that common sense, that foundation of raising your kid with common sense. There's tomboys. What happened to them? What happened to that? It was fine, and everybody goes through it, and then we grow out of it. I'm just glad that I wasn't born in an era where it was cool, because I'm pretty sure I probably went through that too. I'm glad my mom didn't, you know, go have gender assigning surgery. Like, all of this stuff is completely against the will of God, and he loves you so much. Like, they're beyond words that could ever be expressed. He wrote this book for you. He did everything he did for you. But it's the you that he created that he knew before he formed you in the womb, not the you've decided to recreate on your own terms using the law of evil. That's, he made us intentionally. And he made us special, you know? God, he is not a God of confusion. And we know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. Their sin was very grievous, and there's so many things happening right now that remind me of this time, because there is that widespread corruption, moral, sexual, social, spiritual. It's just it is a mess. It is a mess. And I feel like politics is the devil's sword. That's it, because everything is tucked away and packaged nice and neat. Because that's how you cut people away from God without them ever feeling the blade. That's it. It's turning your neighbors into enemies, conviction into confusion. The devil doesn't need demons in the streets. He's got division in the Capitol. Washington's doing what Washington does. And if he can make you guys worship, party over principles, and that's what you're doing right now, you sold out your principles. Who cares if there's a penis in the women's locker room? It's just a body, whatever, until it happens to you. Power over
Or to your kid.
righteousness. Yeah, or your kid. But yeah, politics, keep everyone fighting while evil just walks straight through the door, because there's never going to be a challenge to this. I'm telling you guys right now, you cannot keep letting the world's chaos drown out God's voice, because his sharpest weapon isn't war. It's not even wickedness. It's all this distraction. It's a distraction. You are loved beyond measure. I just want you to see who he made you to be at your core, because he knew you. He knew you before he laid down the words in that book. And everything he orchestrated, he did it for who he made you when you were born. And I want you guys to see the beauty in that. And especially as Christians, we can't just keep watering down the scripture. We can't just say that, well, we have to be inclusive, and we want to make them feel loved. And yeah, the truth hurts. But love is truth, and truth is love. They kind of go together. So as long as you're lying to them and you're lying to yourself, nobody's winning.
That's a tough spot for the church to be in. So I mean, I get that, but I also think that there is a fine line that needs to be walked by the church as well. And we don't want to judge necessarily, lest we be judged. But the fact of the matter is we have churches right now that are not just letting people come in, like who are, suffering from gender dysmorphia. They are promoting it. They're putting up the rainbow flag and they're saying, hey, you're okay and God loves everyone. And, that is acceptance and then promotion. And that's a problem. That's a problem because when the church says this is okay, they are promoting it as something that is okay for you to choose. And it's not okay to choose that. Now, that doesn't mean that you, if a transgender person wants to come into the church, that you don't allow them into the church. But, you either counsel them, or if they don't want the counsel, then you can let them in the church so they can try to find God. Great. Not a problem there. But you, as the church, have to set an example. And they are so worried about growing their numbers so that they can keep their
Political.
funding, right? Yeah, because it's all about money and it's all about politics and everything else. Well, as soon as it becomes all that, then you're not really a not-for-profit anymore either. Okay. But they have to lead the way or they have to get out of the way. So if you're not going to lead, move. And that's a big message to churches from a lot of us that I think needs to get out there more. And I think we need to send that message. If you're going to a church and you have a rainbow flag up and they're
You're in the
talking about
wrong.
how you got to love everybody and transgenderism is fine and it's okay and God loves it, you got to stand up at some point and either change the church or leave and go to a church that doesn't do that. You say silence is complicity and acceptance is endorsement.
Yes, that's a
So
good one.
that's just where we are.
That's a
It
good one.
it's not okay at all anymore in this venue.
And that is biblical. It's not even about judgment. There is no judgment. It is, yes, we call you in, but it's one of those things like we can hang out with these people, but it's a call to go and sin no more. So it's not going to be like we just keep signing off on everybody's delusions and everybody's BS. Like, love them for where they are. And this is the same thing, you guys. I talk about this on Listen Bitch all the time about setting boundaries. Like, there's going to be some point where you have to love people where they are. And if they don't want to move forward, if they don't want to grow and change, you have to protect your space and your boundaries and just say, look, I love you. God loves you. But if this is what you're going to continue to choose, like, we're not in the right space. It's not the right space. We're called to stop this. So, absolutely, churches should be welcoming in everybody, but not having a drag show during, communion. Like, it's literally like call people, hold them accountable, and that is not judgment. You're facing God. He's not going to ask you about me any more than he's going to ask me about you. But there is going to be a point where he's like, Brandon, like, you never said anything to them. You didn't try to lead them to the truth and the light in any way, shape, or form. I'm going to be judged for that. There's no way I'm going to be like, yeah, well, I just thought you guys could work it out. And he's going to say, no, I gave you the voice. I gave you the platform. And I gave you the calling to be able to tell the truth to the people that you love. You
Right.
didn't do it. What if that was their one shot? What if you speaking the truth and leading them in truth is their one shot to come back?
Right.
Silence is complicity, and I'm not going down, just I'm not biting my tongue to go down for you, so that you're comfortable, so you feel accepted. We all struggle with accepting ourselves. Some of us didn't have to put a dress on to do it, so we understand. We can totally understand, but we can't stay there and we can't sign off on the BS. And for the love of all things holy, please don't ever let me catch a guy in my gym locker room. Like, I just couldn't even imagine. But it's pretty conservative Christian school, so I feel like I might be safe because I couldn't even imagine.
You're probably okay in that
Yeah.
scenario, but you still got to watch out because you don't know who's
Exactly.
visiting or there or what.
Right.
But you know, it's funny because this is all when we sit here and we gather around and we have these conversations, we just shake our heads, right?
Yeah.
Like, how is this even a
How
conversation
is it
that we're
happening?
having,
Yes.
right? Where did this come from? You know, people really forget that this is all part of the plan. I mean,
Right.
this is part of the plan that they did with COVID. This is part of the plan that they've been doing for years. This first became a national issue during the 2016 presidential campaign with
Yeah.
Trump and Hillary in a small civil case in North Carolina. And people either went, oh, okay, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you have to be fair to these folks.
Right.
Or they went, no, that's insane. You're a man. Now, back then, most of the thinking was, no, you're mentally ill. Get
Exactly.
out of the bathroom. I don't want to hear it. But they
Yeah.
ran it as a test. Like, okay, let's see how this gets handled. And people still saw reality, right? But then you fast forward 4 years later, and all of these other things have taken place. I'm not going to bore everybody with all the details, but COVID hits.
Yeah.
Okay. Part of what you had to do during COVID was accept things that clearly were not true.
Right.
Okay. It's if I don't have my mask on, then I could be killing people.
Yep.
But if I walk into a restaurant and I sit down in my booth, then I can take it off because then I'm safe.
Yeah.
What? Huh? All of those. And we could do that forever. We could do a whole episode on the fallacies and the idiotic things that took place
Yeah.
during COVID. But COVID was about getting us to believe what we knew wasn't true
Yeah.
because of fear. COVID hit, cancel culture hit, which said, if you don't believe something that we tell you isn't true, we're going to ruin your life.
Yeah.
We're going to get you fired from your job. We're going to out you as this horrible person. We're going to cancel you, you know, in public. We're going to dox you and make sure everybody knows where you live. All of this. And that's when this transgender issue came back. Because it was, if you don't believe something that you don't believe because you're looking at it with your own eyes,
Right.
then we're going to ruin you and you're going to go to jail and you're wrong. And they literally threw everything at us all at once
Yep.
and tried to get us to a point where we simply said, okay, I have to accept that what I see is true is not actually true. And I have to tell the lie or I'm going to get hurt. And when you take that stance, you've given away all of your power. All of it.
I believe
And
that's selling your soul as well.
100%, because the trip down the road to, like I said, there is no God
Yep.
or the devil is correct and God's not is, I mean, it's just a phone call away at that
Yeah.
point. They did everything they could. They hit us with their absolute best shot, all of it, all at once. People don't really realize all this was hitting us all at once. It was not an
Right.
accident.
No,
It was
very,
on
everything's been
purpose.
intentional.
It was on purpose to make
Yeah.
sure that they beat us down
Yeah.
and made us accept things that we knew were wrong and not true. So hopefully we're starting to come out of that a little bit now.
Yeah.
We'll see. But yeah, rough,
I
rough
do know
stuff.
there's a huge attack on the Christian culture in the United States, though.
Oh,
Like a
yeah.
very unspoken and outspoken. I think that would be a great topic for the next podcast because a lot of college kids, this is not a cool, being Christian is not cool. It's not acceptable. It's the white man's evil control on America. There's a lot of things that are said. So, I mean, spiritual warfare, kids. It's literally where we are right now. And it's not just about common sense anymore. It's about we have to take massive action. We have to get our people on a state level, on a city level, on a county level, at every level, and make common sense common again, little by little. We do have a president that I think has done a great job of making common sense common again. So I do see a lot of big effect out there with, Dirty Washington doing that, but it's on us to keep having the conversations and holding each other accountable to grow and to sin no more, to grow, move forward. So what a mess. The world is a mess.
Yep. Well, I talk way too much today. So, do you want to close this out?
No, I'm going to let you do it. You did good. I think people are going to be like, is Brandon sick or something? No, this is great. I mean, Rory is the podcasting pro and he's great with words. And I think you did a great job today for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. I'll close this out real quick then. I, especially on this program, I have the absolute privilege of being on here with an incredibly strong woman who has no problem speaking truth to other women, to mothers. And so I leave that to you. But one thing I want to make sure that I'm always doing in anything that I'm doing is it speaking to fathers and speaking to husbands, because I don't think we pay attention enough when people are being general. And I think sometimes we have to say, hey, you, father, husband, wake up. And so I want to speak to the fathers and husbands on this topic we've been talking about today. If you are okay with your daughter, with your wife, walking into a bathroom with a man in there, walking into a locker room and taking their clothes off with a man in there, then it is no longer society's problem. It is no longer the mental health issue of the guy who's in the bathroom. The person who is at fault here is you. The person who is failing his family, who's failing himself, and who's failing God is you. And you, as the supposed leader of the family, allowing your wife, your daughter, your mother, your sister to be put in these positions, you should be ashamed of yourself. And if you somehow look in the mirror and you call yourself a man, you are lying to yourself. So get a hold of yourselves as men. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. And if you want to vote on the other side, that's fine, but demand that this be removed from your party's platform. That's it. If you vote for this, I have no room for you. Do not come walking into my area talking about how you're a man, because you're not. And honestly, you should be sick to your stomach when you look in the mirror. That's it.
Ooh, I love when Rory goes mad dad. You guys got in trouble. All right, love you guys. See you next time.